Okay, there's been some mix-ups here. Because the solo was supposed to be now, the program was wrong. So I want you all to get back into that beautiful mode of spiritual awareness that you were in just a little while ago. We don't worry about all these earthly things right now. They'll take care of themselves. But this morning, and in a little bit, Scott, I would like for you to, when I get into the meditation, I'd like for you to play some healing music quietly, if you could. But I was so impressed about each year we do the bowl burning ceremony. And we write on there the things we want to get rid of for the year, and it's just fine. And you know that paper actually has no power whatsoever, except to remind us that it was blown up, and in a few weeks, it's just like any other thing, we're usually doing the same thing if it's not really what we want to do. And also, I have found out that, well, for instance, I was reminded while I was seated here a while ago, I saw a wonderful movie on TV a few years ago. I don't remember the name of it, but I think it was called Batteries Not Included. I don't know if any of you saw that. Well, you know, we're kind of like that movie. We don't come with instructions. We have to be guided and grow and become aware and find a teacher or somehow just stumble on the right way of doing things. In our healing prayer affirmation, the last sentence is always, "And I will do my part." You see, that's one of the secrets. One of the secrets is no matter what, we always have to do our part because it helps us grow. It helps us know what's going on. It gives us the opportunity of beginning to know that we're personally responsible for our happiness and our unhappiness. And sometimes we go through times of grief and our heart hurts and we don't know where to turn. During those times of grief, sometimes we have to just allow our hearts to grieve until after a while we begin to notice that something's happened to us. Our hearts have softened. We become aware of other people who are suffering and our hands automatically go out to them. And we become more consciously aware of people around us are needing love and understanding. Sometimes we've lost a job and we just don't understand why. We've done the very best we can do. But sometimes, if we hadn't lost that job, we wouldn't find the job that we were meant to have. And two, also, because we didn't come with instructions, when we get into this world, we forget who we are. We go through a process of forgetting before we arrive on this earth plane. And then it's up for us to remember. It's kind of backwards, isn't it? But you know, the spirit in us will not rest until we found ourselves. So this is going to be a meditation, and I ask you all to close your eyes. And it's becoming a little more aware and growing back and feeling the light of who we truly are. And maybe just a little recognition of why we've come here on this planet at this time. Okay, Scott. Dear Heavenly, those great savants and those great masters and those doctor teachers who walk with each one of us, that have taught us that there's another universe, a universe beyond this universe that we can see with our physical eyes. And beyond this universe, there is a spiritual sun. A spiritual sun that our sun draws its power from. A spiritual sun that our spirit needs to draw its power from. For no matter what the grieving process, no matter what what the negative situations in our lives. We dwell on now something that up until now we haven't been able to do. Because when we try to find an answer within our physical self, it's our ego that wants to respond. Our ego tells us that it knows all the answers, and it doesn't want to lose its power. But when we try to let go, that ego doesn't want us to let go. So now, we're going to give ourselves permission to go beyond the ego. We're going to give ourselves permission to open our hearts and our minds to that light from that spiritual sun. That spiritual sun that gives us the power to overcome the negative in our lives. As you are seated here, feel the rays of that spiritual sun. Feel it blessing your mind and all the negative stories that your mind has told you and the committee has told you. And let that spiritual sun penetrate those thoughts and become aware that there is a power that's greater than us, that's a part of us. And now if you would go to your heart's center and that heart chakra and feel those sun rays bathing that heart that has been hurt because it hasn't had that divine essence, that power to renew the power and the strength that is within us. It has to be fed. We have to do our part. We have to allow that spiritual sun to come into our heart center and allow it to carry away those hurts, to allow us to become aware of because of those hurts, it has made us who we are today. And when we can be aware that there's something greater than those hurts, something that's a part of us, then that's when our blessings are beginning to make manifest. That's when those things that we've prayed for and we've longed for begin to have the power to come into our universe. Because we've set forth our universe, a spiritual universe, rather than the physical universe. You see, we are spiritual beings. We have come here all alone, just like in that beautiful song. We've come through the garden, and we listen to the voice of that great Mother, Father, God. We listen for the voice and the directions of that divine essence that grows greater and greater as we call on it. And we become aware that we're united with our bodies. Our bodies begin to perform more proficiently when we realize that every atom and every cell within our body system has that great God center within it, and it too responds to the light. when we call upon the light and we become aware of the light and we feel the warmth of the light, that light that is gives it pleasure to give us the energy to ignite our light, to ignite the light of those atoms and cells within us that gives us the possibilities that we have come here for. To be light bearers, to be those people that you have been looking for. That person that you have been looking for is not out there. That Savior that you've been looking for, that lover of your soul that you have been looking for, is not out there in another person. That great light is within yourself. And in this Aquarian age, the seeds have already cracked and the roots are taking place. And it's waiting for us to be light bearers and energies of the great loving spirit that is, so that we can be the peacemakers of not just our lives, but for everyone that we meet, that we can become peacemakers for our universe. As we hold out our hands and our light and share it with all that we meet. That's what we're here for. We're here on this earth plane in 2016, which is a 9 spiritual number, so that we might discover the power within us, that it sustains us in all ways, and that we have come to be the peacemakers of this planet. And so, as you feel that warmth within you, slowly come back aware of you're seated in this beautiful chapel. And those negative things do not have power over you. They're transitions into something greater. Don't give them power. Allow the lessons learned to become your strength and allow you to be that God spirit that you are meant to be. And so it is. God bless you. I hope you feel better. I hope you can feel and remember who you are. And everything is possible. But you know, we have to do it according to law, to natural law. We have to understand the law and use our power. And for instance, I'm going to tell you just a little story. I like to tell stories about my life and the mistakes I made. You see, I was given several gift certificates for Christmas. One of them was a gift certificate for Fancy Nails in Hillsboro. And I was so excited. I went and got my nails done, and I loved that place, and I was having such a wonderful time. And I handed them my gift certificate. And, you know, they're all Vietnamese, and they're going, "No, no." I'm going, "Yes, yes." "No, no." "Yes, yes." And I just couldn't figure out what was going on. And all of a sudden, I realized I had pulled out the wrong envelope, and I had given them a granny's panties. gift certificate. So I said, oh, no, you're right. So we have to be aware of what we're asking for. What do you want in your life? And sometimes in my life, when I didn't know what to do, that's when I said, you know, the universe knows better than me. God's spirit knows better than me. So when I didn't know, I would always say, help me to unfold into my divine design. So those are just some of the things when it goes to writing what you would like to bring into this year. After we're going to pass out the letters from last year, all the things that you wanted to bring into your life, we can look at what we did. I know Pat has said that it took her 2 or 3 years to get some of the things on her list. Mm-hmm. It did me also, because we didn't come with instructions. So we have to look at what we really want. If you say, I want this, because your ego says, oh, I would like to have that. But if you really don't want it deep on the inside, it's not going to manifest. So think about what you really would like to manifest while we're passing out the letters. We're going to have a little song first, though. Think about what you really would like to manifest. Think about what your passion is. Maybe that'll give you some clue as to the energy that it takes for the manifestation to come quicker and to know that you're really worth it. So now, if you would please stand and we sing.